This Gemara was again Amrav Yehuda Amarav Baron Zohar Oisish Letoiv. Remember this person Letoiv, the Chananya ben Chizkiya Shmoy. His name was Chananya ben Chizkiya, and that's the halacha in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Ve'elu min halacha shomru ba'aliyos Chananya ben Chizkiya ben Gorin. In his aliyah. Aliyah means the upstairs apartment. That used to be the choshev apartment in time of the Gemara. He used to have a downstairs to come in, and then he used to go upstairs. That was the living room. So he went upstairs, and they made all the yudches devorim. So Gemara says his is oit ish, zachar esish atayiv, shel mala yehuv. Not for him, nigna seif yecheskel. They would have hid his seif yecheskel. Shay devorim seisim a dibur Torah. Because for certain things that says in seif yecheskel, luchura looks like it's a steer to the Torah. Ma also, so what did this Chananya do? Is Heloloi Gimel Neyaz Garve Shem? It took with him 300 barrels of oil. That means to stay up nights and nights and nights, to use this oil for light, to stay up and work on Seif Yecheskel. V'yoshev Aliyah V'doshin. He stood up in his Aliyah and he darshin Seif Yecheskel. So in this Al Mishnah goes that while he was upstairs darshining Seif Yecheskel, Al Mishnah says, Ve'elu min halach ishomu baliyas Chananya ben Chizkiya ben Gorin. She'olu levakim, the Talmidim, Utamir Chomim, went up to Mavakim. He was there such a long time trying to fix Seif Yecheskel, they went to Mavakim. And Nimnu Verabu, upstairs there in his Aliyah, they came out that Beishama Beisilu. There were more people there from Tamidi Beishama than Beisilu, and they passed on like Beishamai. They made exer of 18 things. So Rashi says, what was the shal? What was wrong with Seif Yecheskel? Rashi divrei Torah. So going to Velo Treifa, and the Yecheskel says, you're not allowed to eat in the Velo Treifa. Lo Yochlo Akahanim. Smash, but only a kain can eat treifa. Is a kasha or Yisrael eichlem? A Yisrael could eat treifa. Okugoyin v'chein tase v'shiva v'chodesh heichen nirmas korban zebatayra. It says in Seif Yecheskel, new korban on the seventh month to bring a korban. It doesn't say that in the Torah. So he went upstairs in his aliyah and he sat down and he was miyashiv the stiras that they have in the Seif Yecheskel. Gemara Menachos talks about it. Next Rashi says Darshan k'dashin lahani kura b'mnochis t'mishum dishtori malika b'chat v'soiv. Gabayu, since a kohen has a heter to eat a malika soif, that means by kodshim you take an oif, you don't have to make a shechita, you take your thumb and make a malika, put it through the backside of the neck of the oif, and that's mutter. So I would think who adin is mutter for kohen to eat treifis? Kamash will know it's also for them to eat treifis. That's pshan yechet and seif yecheskel. Not that he's saying that Yisrael is allowed to eat treifim. No, it's a chiddush that a kohen is also to eat treifim. I would have a mean that maybe a kohen is allowed to eat treifim. Excuse this, what the Mishnah is going on, that while Chananya and Chizkiya was up in his aliyah, miyashiv seif yecheskel, a lot of chachamim went up there from Tamidei v'shama v'silum, and there upstairs they made yudches devarim, they made gzeirus. So the Mara Shmoy Noisa Dova Gozum, 18 things they made gzeirus. What are these 18 gzeiras that they made? Shemonu. Mamaninu shemonu isadover. Ditzinan. Eilu pois planesa truma. These things pasul truma. Now, pois pasul truma means truma, as I mean, that's what you take off to give to a kohen. Now, these aloha, you're not allowed to eat truma tumeya. Now, tumeya means that if a sheretz, an avatuma, touches the yoichel becomes a rishon latuma. Aloha is if a rishon touches another thing, it makes it a sheni latuma. Now, if a sheni touches a third thing, if a sheni l'tuma touches truma, it makes the truma pasul. Pasul means it itself. Now, this piece of bread is also teed, it's like tomei, but it has no clear to matama something else. That's the chil between pasul and tomei. When something is tomei, the pshat is if it touches something else, it could be matama something else. Pasul means that's the last stage of tuma, that only it itself is tomei, and it can't be matama something else. So Rabbanan made chumris that if something touches truma, you pass for the truma. It means you're not allowed to eat this truma now, it has a din tummy on it, but it's not so tummy to matama something else. Ho'oichel oichel rishin. If somebody eats an oichel that has a rishin latumma, that means a sheretz touched a piece of bread. So the piece of bread now is a rishin latumma. If the man eats it now, or else ho'oichel oichel sheni. You ate that the sheretz touched a mashka, touched water, and the water touched the bread, so now the bread is a sheni latumma. The person eats it, so his goof becomes tamei, that if he touches truma now, he passes truma. Rashi, ho'eichel eichel rishin, mid hatera, now there's only mid rabbonin. Because mid yiraisa min hatera, ein eichel matama odom. poichle. If a person eats tamei, he doesn't become tamei. Chutz minaveilas oiftor. The only thing that can matama the person if he eats a nevela of an oiftor means a bird that died without shechita. The halach is if you eat it, you become tamei. Av nevelas behema, mashenkin a behema that's dead. Loi, it's not matama you if you eat it. That nevela of a behema, when you touch it, it has a tumas maga. So therefore, somebody would just stick it down your mouth and you swallow it, by touching inside your mouth, it's based as dormi namakabu tumma. So by eating it, you also won't be tummy. Avad, if you only eat a piece of bread that's only tummy from somebody else, sheino avatumma, that the bread itself is not an avatumma, it's not mitami yumid yuraisa. So Trashi Yavol Hain Gros with Rabbon and made Gzeres Boisa Yom that day for the first time Lekamon Bekulam. The law explain what the time why they made these Gzeres to ask if you touch Truma to make the Truma possible. Vishuyurun lifts less like Vriya, how much do you have to eat that your goof should become Tomei? Vechatzi Pras, a half of a loaf of bread. Perak Yom Kippurim. Vosanam Yom Hanatatum Gviya, the Lab Dirais, and often the Gemara says it's not Dirais over here, it's only with the Rabbon. Another nafkamina says the cooler is that usually if you touch your sheretz and your tamei, even if you go to the mikvah, you have to wait till Hera Shemes till you can eat a truma, till it comes at night time. If you only have one of these tumah, the rabbonans, as soon as you go to the mikvah, right away you're allowed to eat the truma. That's a cooler and these isurim. So the first gzeri was if you eat a neichor rishon or you eat a neichor sheni, that your goof becomes tamei, that you touch truma now, you'll pass all the truma. Who are then if you drink water that's tamei, your goof becomes tamei, that if your goof now touches trulam, you make the truma possible. We have a bath. Mayim shuvim usually means mayim that came into a kli, that's now inside a kli, like a bathtub. So if you go into a bathtub, your goof also becomes tamei, that if you touch truma, you pass through the truma. We'll see in the Gemara why they made this gezeira. The tohor shenoflu al roisha v'ruba shloisha lugin mayim shuvim. Who then if you're tohor, you weren't tummy at all, but somebody threw on top of you gimel lugim of mayim shuvim. That means they had three buckets of water. Each one was a lug, a large sum, like a quart, or more a pint, a gallon, and they threw it on top of you. So that's also passes you midrabon, and now your goof becomes tummy. We'll soon see why. Biha sefer, any sefer that Rashi kol kisvi akodesh. Torah, Neviyah, Muksuvim, Poislin, Truma, Bimaga. If a Sefer touches the bread, touches the Truma, the Sefer is Matama, the Truma. Truma becomes possible. Vihayadayin, your hands. Trashi, Stomim, Kodin, Tilosim. Before we wash our hands, that's one of the reasons why we wash our hands before we eat bread. Asigzerim, Shemothle, Truma. That when you eat Truma, before you go to eat the Truma, you have to wash your hands. Because the Rabbonin will go the spam hands, have a tumma with the Rabbonin, that if your hands touch truma, you pass all the truma. But you're dying. Baita v'utful yoyim, somebody was mamish tumma with the raisa, and you went to the mikvah. The halacha reads, you're not allowed to eat truma until harashemish, till it comes shkia, or even tzetik chavim. So after the mikvah, until tzetik chavim, that's called the tful yoyim. So Gemara asked the kasha, this is midiraisa. Midiraisa, you're still tumma until it comes harashemish. So if you're going to touch truma now, you mamish is metamrit. That should be a deraisa, not a derabonin. Right over oichlin v'hakelim any kli shenitumu b'mashkin. That was mekabel tuma from mashkin. That means if water, tomadik water, touched a kli, or tomadik water touched an oichl, that oichl now has tuma to it, that if it touches truma, it passes the truma. We'll soon see what type of a mashke we're talking about. What type of a water touched the kli to say that now with the rabbana this kli has enough tuma that if it touches truma, it passes the truma. These are the gzeiros. We'll soon see later on in the Gemara, later on, how do you have 18? If you have less than 18, how many do you have? We'll see later. So the Gemara, the first one now. Mam Tana, who's the Tana that says, Ha'oichal oichal rishon, v'yoichal oichal sheni, if you eat an oichal, a piece of bread that has a tumah rishon to it, that means a sheretz or a zav, somebody with an avat tumah, touch the piece of bread. So a chulun like a piece of bread, it's makabel tumah, it's a rishon tumah. Now the person eats this oichal, so midiraisa the oichal is not matama you at all. But midirabonin, if you eat tumah, like a bread, it's matama your guf, and if you're going to touch truma, you're going to pass on the truma. The more man tano oichol oichol rishin, v'oichol oichol sheni misa pasli tumuyo loy mitamoy. Who's the man that says that you only become pasul if you touch truma? You only pasul the truma. The trashy pasli es ha truma. Aber v'yoyse truma loy tifsal acheret shuv b'maga. That's attached from psul. There's your goof is enough tamei that if you touch truma, you make the truma pasul. That a kohen is not allowed to eat this truma, but if this truma touches something else, it's not matam, it doesn't go further. Who is the man the yoma that says it doesn't go further? Oma Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Rabbi Yeshua. This goes according to Rabbi Yeshua. Ditnan, we learned this mishnah in Saita with them. Ditnan, Rabbi Leza Oimer, Ha Oichel Oichel Rishin. If a person eats a piece of bread that has a tumas rishin on it, that means a sheretz or a zav touch the oichel. So the Eichel is a Rishon of Tumah. Is Rishon, you goof will become a Rishon. So if you're a Rishon now, if you touch a piece of bread, or you touch Truma, the Truma becomes a Sheni. And the Sheni can make a Shlishi for Truma. So according to Rebbe Leza, sometimes you could mamish be Metama the Truma. That since if the person eats the Rishon, he himself becomes a Rishon. So when he touches the Truma, he makes the Truma Sheni. A Sheni could make a Shlishi. Now, the oichel oichel sheni, luyitzuri, the man eats a sheni lutuma. That means the sheretz touched mayim. So the mayim is a rishon lutuma. Now the water touches bread. So the bread becomes a sheni lutuma. And now a person eats this bread, is a loch sheni. When you eat it, you remain a sheni. So now when you touch truma, you just make it a shlishi, means you only make it possible. Because a shlishi lutuma can't go further. A shlishi can't make a revi'i for truma. That's called possible. That's Rebbe Leza's shita. Depends what the man eats. If he eats a rishon, he becomes a rishon, and he makes the truma sheni, which could pass as something else. Oichel shlishi. Let's say he eats an oichel that has a shlishi l'tumor on it. Then shlishi. He himself is a shlishi. So mele, if he goes and touches truma now, he won't even pass with the truma. As a shlishi is only the guy at the hegdish. Hegdish has a choma that by hegdish they made the reveal l'tumor. But that's the way tuma goes. When the sheretz the avat tuma. Or a zad, it's an avatuma, or a nid, it's an avatuma. When they touch something, that becomes a rishon. When this touches the second thing, it becomes a sheni. When a sheni touches a shlishi, now it depends. Stam chulin, there's no din shlishi at all. If the oichel is a chulin, there's no din shlishi at all. If it's truma, the shlishi then becomes possible. You're not allowed to eat truma that has tuma shlishi on it. But a shlishi can't make a revi, can't go vaita by truma. Only if the hegdish goes vaita. A hegdish, if you has a tumah shlishi, shlishi could make a revi for hegdish. So if you eat a shlishi, shlishi you remain a shlishi that doesn't do anything for truma. The Rashi says shlishi ain't a paisel truma. The magoi, since your goof becomes a shlishi, if you touch truma now, a shlishi doesn't make a revi for truma. The truma is mutati. Avala kodeshim zatrashi paisel. But if you touch kodeshim, a shlishi makes a revi for kodeshim. Well, Perak Bey is the Shkita Schum of Forest Time of the Value. And the Gemara in Chulin explains what the Machlekes is. This is Rebbe Leza Shkita. That's not Pshah Nabu Takona. Our Gzeri goes according to Rebbe Yeshua. Rebbe Yeshua Aimer, Ha'oichel Oichel Rishon. The man that eats a bread that's a Rishon Tumba. Hu Adin V'oichel Sheni. Or else he eats bread that has a Tumba Sheni on it. He is Allah Sheni. His goof always becomes a Sheni Tumba. Therefore, when this man now touches truma, what does the truma become? A shlishi. That's called posel, and it doesn't go weiter. Because the shlishi doesn't make revi by truma. That's shanau takon here. That a man, that whether he eats a rishon l'tuma, or whether he eats a shen l'tuma, his goof only becomes a shen l'tuma, and when he goes and touches truma now, the truma is only posel. It's like a shlishi, which is only posel, can't go further. Sheni, sheni. Mashenke shlishi, luyitzri, the person eats a shlishi, is also sheni wat l'kodesh. He's a sheni negei to kutchim. If he'll touch kutchim, now he'll make a shlishi l'kodesh. But he's not a sheni for truma. That means he remains a shlishi, and the shlishi can't do anything but truma. So he's allowed to touch truma. He wouldn't pass the truma. Now the Gemara explains what type of chulun are we talking about here that says this chulun can be a shlishi. But if the kasha stam chulin, stam piece of bread, if it's mamash chulin, can't be makabel shlishi at all. There's no din shlishi by chulin. Shlishi is only by truma that it becomes posel, or else by kachim it becomes tummy. But by chulin it's nothing. So how do we say here the chulin is a shlishi? So Gemara says talking about the chulin shenatsu atara truma. That means a person that was makbid upon himself, that he was makbid anything he ate, he always ate it b'teres truma. He tried to keep it like tyra, as if he's eating truma. So if you want to be makbid, eat like truma. Truma has a psul. If a sheni touches the truma, makes it for shlishi, it's posul. You're not allowed to eat it. So that's the shlishi we're talking about here. So the Gemara, oichel oichel rishen, v'oichel oichel sheni. My time a gozer bei rabbanu tuma. What's the reason why the rabbanu made this tuma? Midiraisa a person, can you close the door if you want? Midiraisa a person is only tummy from an abba tuma. It's only if an abba tuma touches you. That means if a nida or a zav or a sheretz touches a man, that are a mace, that you touch a mace, that's matama you. An abba tuma is matama a man. Mashenkin a rishna tuma is not matama the man. So midiraisa, since you ate this bread, it's only rishna tuma, midiraisa your tor. So how come the Rabbanim will go with tuma to say if you eat this bread that's the rishna tuma, your goof becomes a sheni? Why would the Rabbanim machmir? So the Gemara the zimnin the ochal oichlin tmeyim. Sometimes you're kaveyat eat a suda, and even though you're a kohen, but you're eating the chulin, you're allowed to eat the tuma. So he went down to have a chicken. He had a steak, and the steak was tummy. So he ate a tuma to get steak. He ate oichlin tmeyim. Now in the middle, while he's eating, the man you get thirsty and you want to drink something. We're afraid now of a shokel mashkin the truma. This koyin, while he's eating the talmudic steak that's mutter, he decides to get thirsty and he wants to drink wine. And he takes a trumadic wine without realizing and he drinks it. Because the size the wine is, well, that the wine is torn, when it comes into his mouth, he doesn't become tummy now because of the food. And since the food is in his mouth and the wine is in his mouth at the same time, they're going to touch one another. So Rabbanan made a gzera that when you are eating oichlim tameim, you goof will become tamei. Therefore, you'll never have the gzera you come and touch the wine, because you know if you're going to touch the truma now, you're going to be matam of the truma. That's why Rabbanan made the gzera. We're afraid that while you're eating oichlim tameim, you're going to start to get thirsty and drink the mashkin the truma. The shadim lepume, you put it into your mouth. Opasalu, and you're going to pass this truma now. Rashi, my time the gozer. Rashi be Adam or Oichel She Tomei. Why the Rabbanan goes that if a man eats Oichlin Tomeiim, he becomes Tomei. Midiraisa is Torah. So why the Rabbanan says Tomei? Is Rashi Apostle who we had while you're eating the steak that's Tomei, if you're going to drink some wine of Truma, the wine doesn't come Apostle. So Rashi, what's wrong? We had Torah Hazira ala Truma. The Torah gave a mitzvah essay to watch Truma to make sure Truma never becomes Tomei. L'shomro b'tayra. You're always supposed to watch your truma, whether you're a Yisrael or whether you're a Kohen. Either before you gave the truma, when the Kohen has the truma, there's a mitzvah essay to watch the truma to make sure it doesn't become tummy. Tichsiv es mishmeres trumasi. That there's a mitzvah to watch the truma. Lefika gozu def rabbanu made his gzera. Boichel oichlim tumeim. If you're eating oichlim tumeim, shelo yehi rogel eitzel truma. That while you're eating oichlim tumeim, you should not be rogel with near truma. Therefore, if you're a kohen and you're middle of eating your tuma to get steak, there's no gzera now. You're going to change your mind now when you're going to start to take the truma. There's no shayla, because you know when it comes tuma, you won't do it. Right. Toslo shoyse mashkin tumein frek gemara. My time the gozer they rabbanu tuma. What did the bon also say? The second gzera was if you drink mashkin tumeim, you become tuma. Why did the Rabbanan make such a gzera? So Gemara, the zimnin, the shosu mashkin tmeim. Because sometimes we're afraid you're going to drink mashkin that's tummy, that you're going to be kaveya to drink now. He's a kohen, he's allowed to drink tamadika mashka. The mashka, the wine now, wasn't trumadika wine, so he's allowed to drink tamadika wine. Nor while he's drinking the wine, v'shokal oichlin, he's going to drink so much, he's going to have to want to eat something with it. So while he's drinking, he's going to want to take some food, and maybe then he'll put some truma inside his mouth. V'shokal oichlin the truma, v'shad l'puma, opasalu, and vaita, when he puts the truma in his mouth, the posalu wine, is the tomatical wine in his mouth, is going to pass all the truma. So now that's why they made gzeres, that while you if you drink mashke tumeim, don't be wrong leaving truma. So they had to put a tumas on your goof,
that you become a sheni l'tuma, so you know if you're going to touch truma now, you're going to be matama the truma. For the Gemara, Hainu Hachru, it's the exact same zera that they asked you not to eat mashkin tameim and not to eat echlin tameim with truma. It's the same zera. So the Gemara, no, mal the tema, ho shchichi, for ho lo shchichi kumash v'lon. One is more sheikh and one is not. So Rashi, ho shchichi, she'odem shoysim achilosei. It's the first gzeira shchiyah, that while you kavei yourself to eat, in every meal when you're eating, usually you drink. So avonim make gzeira, if you eat oichlin tumeim, we pass to your goof, that you should not be rogel in drinking. Mashenki, when a person goes down to drink, there is a kavei in drinking, it's not so shchiyah, you'll eat. Usually when you're just drinking, so you're just going to drink, lav dafki you have to eat, it's not so shchiyah, you'll eat so much. So I would think when you drink mashkin tumeim, maybe there are bonim to make gzeira, your goof should become tumeim. What are we afraid? Maybe in the middle you decide to eat and you put some trum inside your mouth. That's lo shchiach. Kamashmala, no, they made the gzeri here also. Shrashi, bo lo shchiach, sheye oichalim shtiyosei. Usually while you're drinking, you just drink, you don't eat. So it's not just a gzeri, I would think they weren't gzeri. Kamashmala, no, they were gzeri. See that the first two gzeris, that if you eat oichalim tumeim, or you drink mashkim tumeim, the rabbanu madafka machmir, that your goof becomes tumei, to know that you can't touch truma now, kidei that you shouldn't come to put the truma inside your mouth while you're drinking this mashkim tumeim or while you're eating the oichlim tumeim. Right. The next gzera was v'habo roishoy v'rubay. You put your head and rove your body b'mayim shuvim into a bathtub. Into put yourself into a bathtub mayim shuvim. Mayim that means they came into a kli. To rabbanu goes to your goof now is a shenu tuma that if you're not going to touch truma now you're going to become tummy. That's going to be the love. You're going to become tummy. For the Gemara, my time of Gozabay Rabbon and Tumor, what are the Rabbon making there? What's wrong with taking a bath? He didn't do anything wrong. He did not tell me. What's wrong? Amarabasi, Shemais was like this. Shebetchilo hayu toivim b'mei moris. We're talking about somebody that was tummy. Somebody touched the mace, or somebody touched the sherets, he became tummy. So he went to the mikvah. Where was the mikvah? The mei moris and the fashtunk in the water, in a cave. Mukhanos in a hidden cave, some place was Sruchim. The water is very fashtunkin, old water, didn't change the water at all. It smelled the water very bad. As soon as they came out of the mikvah, they had to hold the nose. As soon as they came out, right away they put the nice clean water over them. Or right away they went into a nice clean tub they went into. Is Heschilu what the people start to do? They made a kriya to know whenever you go to the mikvah, what are you going to do? First take a shower right after. First take a bath right after. Is Mela Gosra Layim Tumma. The Rabbanim made Gzera that if you take this bath afterwards, they made you Tumma. Referring to Gemara, Mikva, what does it mean they were Kavei and now you always took a bath afterwards? Like, what's so wrong with that? Umar Abaya, Shreywaimir, people used to say, Loi Eilu Matarim, not the Mikva alone is Matarim, El Eilu Vielu Matarim. Both together is Matarim. Used to say the Vashtunk in the Mikva with the clean bath, together you get a Tumma, you get a Tarim. That's what people used to say. Fred Gemara Omalay and Rava, mine ask him, so what's the fella with that? Of Hokotavli Bahanich, of our core partners used to say, we need both. We need the mikvah with the shower. So what? So you take a shower afterwards. But our core partners are going to the mikvah. So you'll have your tyro. So why should Rabbana make any gzeris to make you tell me what you do wrong? Elama Rava, people used to say like this. Sha'imrim, people used to say, Lo ye lo matayim. You say, no, this mikvah is not matayim. It's so bad, it can't be matayim. Elay lo matayim. No, what's the whole tarim? The bath is the matayim. The shower is the matayim. So then it's a good gzera. People will stop going to the mikvah and will just take the showers. So Rabban didn't want that. Therefore, Rabban had a magic gzera that if you take a shower, take a bath, you should know you're right to tummy. You're still tummy. How do you even come tor? Only if you go to the mikvah.
They weren't afraid of the fact that if people did take a bath with it, it would confuse the fact that even Matayah with the mikvah. I mean, you know, it's like
The first part of the Gemara, they're both together. But when the Rabbanim shouldn't make such gzeiros, though, there's nothing wrong. It's right. It's not a nice thing, maybe. There's nothing wrong with it, though. Everybody will always go to the mikvah still. So why do I care to take a shower also? So Moras Teretz says, no, the people used to forget about the mikvah. And they would just take the shower, just take the bath. That's why the Rabbanim made the gzeiros to give it a din tumor on them. Eloi Matarim. So what's the day of Bissel Heint is by Nisha need our koponim, there's no chumra brought down Ramah that after Nisha goes to the mikvah she shouldn't take a shower right away. Because if right after the mikvah no, you're not to take a shower, you shouldn't have a din tumor on you. So some people want to say by a man it should be the same din also. If you go to the mikvah you can't take a shower. That Rav Moshe says no. That about our Gemara here is only talking about earthly truma. Means if you want to go to the mikvah and come out of the mikvah and say your Torah, teach truma, they make gzeiris here that you're tamei. For what are you tamei? You only tamei if you eat truma. And if you touch truma now, you're passed the truma. It's only gzeiris for oichle truma. So people that go to eat truma, they're not allowed to take the shower after the mikvah. The Rabbanan gave them a din truma. But people that don't eat truma, there's no chumah not to take a shower after the mikvah. Because the Rabbanan didn't make a gzeiris not to take a shower. That's not pshat the Gemara here. The Rabbanan just made that even after you take the shower, they still gave the din truma on you. That means you have a truma sheni on you. What's in the gate to? That if you touch truma now, you're going to pass on the truma. Remember, by man, there should be nothing wrong with taking a shower after the mikvah. But by ladies, by nida, that Rumah said there's such a chumrah. By a nida, they're a makabla chumrah not to take a shower after the mikvah. So by nida, it's brought down. But by man, it's not brought down such a chumrah. But here, the Gemara is talking about that's oichle truma. If you want to eat truma after you took your shower or took your bath, then you still have a tumor on you. Right. Vitor, what's the next zera? Vitor, shenoflu al roishoi verubai shloisha lugimai. Yeah, the first one was we went into a swimming pool, you went into the bath. Now the next theory was that they throw like a shower. They throw these three buckets of water on top of you, and even though you're a Torah-like person, as you weren't tummy at all, but they throw the water on top of you, so you become tummy. The Torah Shenofla Al Rosh fell on top of your head. Rosh Rosh Lugimayim Shuvim is also you become tummy, and if you touch Truma, you pass on the Truma. For the Gemara, my time it goes to be Rabbanu Tumma. Why should Rabbanu make Gzeira Tumma here? There's no Svara. Here you weren't even Tumma. Just time in the middle of the week you want to take a shower. So there's no Gzeira here. People are going to say, I'm not going to go to the mikvah. You're not Tumma. If the first case is where you were Tumma and you went to the mikvah and right after the mikvah they took a bath. So that Tastic Gzeira, we don't want to take a bath right after the mikvah. People shouldn't forget to go to the mikvah. But here we're talking about a Torah Dika person didn't have to go to the mikvah at all. When you throw three lugam water on top of you, the Rabbanan said you told me. Why should the Rabbanan do that? The Gemara di loy ho lakai miha. Ho, this is like a loy plug. The Rabbanan wouldn't make this gzeir also to say, who did you throw it on top of you? People think it's a joke. Like, might have to mean if I go into the bath, then I am tummy. But if I have the water thrown on top of me, then I'm not tummy. So the people won't be geyser, won't be nizir in this tumor. Therefore, Rabbanan had to put the gzeir is that any time you go into Mayim Shuvim, whether you go into the bath after the mikvah, or whether stam, even though you're Torah, you have gimel lugi and take a shower, water go over you, you also have this tumor. So I take a little plug, the Rabbanan had to be geyser. So Trashi, my nafka mimino, kibon the pool and table, not everybody went to the mikvah, tchila the mikvah, my yichpas le rabbonin, im osam ha table and kfar achra tfile. Why do rabbonin care if after the mikvah they took a bath? El eilu matarno, gzer was people used to say that only the bath was matariu. The chashin and the rabbonin were choshish, dilma osu leftule teres mikvah. Maybe people will bechlau, be mevato the teres mikvah. The tovelim b'shuvim, nolani b'tovel in yeshuvim. The Torah, Amor, Torah says, ach mayin obor mikvah mayin. No, you can only be tovel in the mikvah. But mikvah means that the water was never carried in the kli by Bnei Yodim. Means the water ran down by itself into a bore of water, and in there you can be tovel. But once you, man, takes the water in a kli, the water becomes possible for mikvah, and you can't be tovel in there. So, the Torah was, el elu matarim. Yes. So my time is a trashy. Why did Rabbanan make the second gzera now? Even if you're a Torah-dika person, and you take like a shower, they'll throw the water on top of you, that you have this tumor, they get it to truma. Why did they make this? Trashy, you're lovely achat filuhu. We're talking about a person's Torah. He didn't go to the mikveh, he wasn't tummy. So why should Rabbanan make a gzera? The Torah is, he laughed. The gozer at alator is Rabbanan wouldn't make the gzeru also. That whenever you throw gimel lugin mayim shuvim on top of you, even though you were Torah, that you become tamein loikaim gzera, it wouldn't be kaim the first gzera of habor achat tefila. The yamri people will say maishen haimahai. How you can't tell me that if I go to the bath if I go into the gimel lugin, then I'm tamein. Mashenkin, if I let the gimel lugin go on top of me, then I'm Torah. So I think it's a joke. Therefore, not to make jokes out of this gezeira, to stop the people from not to say the mikvah is not metari me, just the bath is metari me, to have to say whenever you go into a bath and whenever you throw the gimel lugam on top of you, the Rabbanan put a din tumor on you, but you have a tumor sheni on you. What's negayetu to truma? Negayetu eating truma, that you wouldn't be allowed to eat truma. Then it's not me, Allah will be a kohen, could be after he takes a shower, he wouldn't be allowed to eat truma. Because after he takes a shower, even though it's a shower, our showers, it's not so posh as my shuvim. how a shal is maybe is not called shuvim. Shuvim has to mean like it's in a kli. You have a bucket of water, a gallon of a bucket of water, and you pour it over the guy's head. But our shower is a start to say that it's called not mayim shuvim because it goes through pipes. The pipe is mechubah to the house, and the house is mechubah to the karka. That's always called the kli. That's mechubah karka, not called the kli. A kli only is a kli that's not mechubah karka. That's how they make the mikvahs. They put the drain upon top of the roof. And they have a gutter taking it down that goes in and brings the water into the mikvah. Why isn't the gutter called the kli? The gutter should passel the mikvah, the water, because the gutter is called the kli that's mechubah to the house, which is mechubah to the karka. So a kli that's mechubah to the karka doesn't have a shem kli on it. So there are a lot of studim that studim to make that a shower is not called the mayim shuvim. Now, lemaisa, there was once a rov in America, they've been down there, Miller, 50 years ago, and in America used to be mekel to make mikvahs in your own house. That to have a tub in your house and you fill it up with the sink water. And that was a good mikvah. It's a problem. It's not so kosher that it is kosher. But it's not so posh that's my shuv mina. Right. So maybe it's not so posh if you take a shower and have this tumor. If you just throw the water on top of you, that would...